I am excited to share with you Quantum Life Mastery School. This is what we offer through Amplify Impact Academy, among many other trainings. However, this is our gold standard training. This is the training that allows you to become one of the top 1% of coaches in the world. That as a master practitioner, once you complete this training, you will be able to guarantee your results in writing to your clients, because you are working with neurology and they will no longer be able to do their problem after you've rewired that neurology. Through this Quantum Life Mastery Schools, you will get 4 designations: as a master practitioner of NLP, a master practitioner of timeline therapy, a master practitioner of hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner of NLP results coaching. And throughout this program, we build on the learnings as you go through the practitioner training, as well as some personal growth trainings to get to that master practitioner level. And this work is so powerful. You will literally, in just working with clients for 10 to 12 hours, transform their lives. And even better, this isn't just for coaches. We call it Quantum Life Mastery Skills because this is literally life skills. We've had people come through that want to be better parents, better partners, better leaders at work. One fellow came through because he knew the power of mindset with his golf game. He wanted to improve his golf game. When you do this work for yourself, your life improves, regardless of whether you're a coach. And the ripple effect of your life improving and up-leveling yourself has profound positive impact on your family and loved ones as well. So check out the link in the show notes to the Amplify Impact Academy Quantum Life Mastery School. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealy, your host. And in today's episode, I am super excited to share with you the fact that our book, Empowered, From Victim Island to Solution City, will be launched next week. And as I record this, I am talking about December 2025. This book will be launched. The title is Empowered, From Victim Island to Solution City. And I want to share with you what this book is all about. First and foremost, the reason that we have created this collaborative book is to support my nonprofit, Girls Matter. And so the funds that the authors have all contributed in order to write a chapter in the book have gone directly to Girls Matter to support keeping girls in school in Uganda and Kenya, breaking the poverty cycle, one girl, one family, one village at a time. And in doing so, stopping teenage marriages and helping raise the GDP of countries over the course of time, because as we educate the other half of the population, they contribute to the economy of the country, and that can bring countries out of poverty. And so there's a chapter in the book sharing how Girls Matter got started, the impetus, the vision behind it, and how far we have come since launching Girls Matter. And the sale of every single book will also be going towards Girls Matter. Not only that, this book is a book of empowerment. It is a book of inspiration. It is a book of the stories of 14 different incredible human beings opening up, being vulnerable, and sharing how they have overcome difficulties in their lives. And we have all experienced difficulties in our lives. And when you read these stories, you will truly be inspired because these are people from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds, all different experiences. And even if you don't relate to every single one of them, you will relate to at least one of them in this book. And you will know that if you're going through a tough time right now, that if that person can do it, you can too. And that's why we wanted to put this book together, because we wanted to share these stories and give people hope, inspire people to let them know that they too can overcome whatever it is that they're going through in this moment in time. And we also wanted to make this a powerful Christmas gift because we all have people on our list that, let's face it, they have everything. They don't need anything. And yet, everybody could use a little bit of inspiration in their life right now. And so we thought this would make the perfect Christmas gift for that person or those people on your list who already have everything. So without further ado, I would love to just share little tidbits from each of the authors so that you get a little bit of an idea of the kinds of stories that are in this book. So as I mentioned, there is an introductory chapter explaining my vision, my inspiration behind starting Girls Matter. And as I go through all of these authors in the book, they are not in any particular order. And as I said, I just want to share with you some of the powerful stories. So we have Sandy Austin, who, after overcoming her own difficult childhood, now creates student support groups within elementary schools and high schools. And she calls these groups BIONIC, which I love this acronym. It stands for Believe It or Not, I Care. And what she's doing is having the students support other students navigating tough times, whether it's bullying, the loss of a loved one, or simply being new to the school and needing to fit in. This is such a powerful chapter in how we can empower our kids to support their peers and make schools a happier place for all students. I invite you to read this chapter. Reach out to Sandy and bring her work into your own children's schools, exactly as I am working on doing right now. Another fabulous author is Jan Jansen, and she shares a powerful story of overcoming childhood programming. For the first 38 years of her life, she lived in a highly controlled religious community where every decision was made for her, from what she wore, where she shopped, who she would marry, and more. All decisions made by other people, and Jan not having any say. And this was deeply programmed into her as simply the way life was, until one day she decided this wasn't the life she wanted to live, and she left. And that resulted in a sharp learning curve. She'd never opened a bank account, rented a place to live on her own. And it did result in some homelessness as well. Still, Jan used her tools to rise up again and again. And as she stepped into the person that she was always meant to be, she was able to travel the world. She's now owned several different businesses and stepped into philanthropic work to help others as well. Read this chapter. You will be inspired by Jan's zest for life. And Kelly. Kelly's story is one of survival. At just 2 years old, she was so badly burned, she was not expected to live. Yet, here she is today, supporting our fundraising mission by publishing this book at no cost to Girls Matter and helping thousands of other important stories get told through her publishing business. And not only that, Kelly is a powerful international speaker sharing her story that beauty is on the inside. Her message has been seen and heard by millions and needs to be heard by millions more. Kelly lived because her mission wasn't complete yet at 2 years old, and she loves sharing her story with others, shifting the societal programming of what it means to be beautiful. Check out her chapter and her TEDx talk. And Kim. Kim is a lifetime athlete and also a nurse, and she endured a knee injury that resulted in her being unable to work. Soon after, she was introduced to Billy and Amplify Impact Academy. When the student is ready, the teacher will come. Kim embarked on a journey of learning and self-discovery and breakthroughs, smashing her own limiting beliefs and stepping into her true mission, which is to help others heal and find their power rather than being dependent on a sick care system. Kim takes a holistic approach, helping others heal all areas of their life, financial, relationship, not just health. She invites people to step into their vision of happy, healthy, and wealthy. Mario. Mario shares his story from the shame of failure from a real estate deal gone bad to using his tools and releasing his limiting beliefs and self-doubt. Mario shares his powerful journey. For most of his life, he had prided himself on independence. He thought strength meant doing it all himself. Asking for help had seemed like a weakness. However, he soon realized independence wasn't the highest form of growth. Interdependence was. And looking back, that failed real estate deal was the best education he could have asked for. It taught him humility. It taught him that ego isolates. It taught him that competition without collaboration leads nowhere. And most of all, it taught him that failure is not the end. It is simply feedback. And he kept going and has never looked back. Jenny is another wonderful human being, a brilliant course creator and coach who has transformed her life from anxious overachiever to grounded visionary. Jenny opens up about how NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis, as well as EFT, helped her break free from limiting beliefs, embrace visibility, and live in alignment with what truly matters. Her story is a powerful reminder that when we lead from the unconscious mind and stay grounded in authenticity, we amplify not just our own impact, we amplify the lives of those around us. Today, she is no longer a human doing. She is a human being. She lives from love instead of fear, alignment instead of performance. She chooses authenticity over hiding. She leads with her heart and she shows up as herself. Love her story. It is so powerful. And Tracy shares a wonderful story of the fact that it is never too late. After being discouraged by a mentor, no less, from following her dreams, Tracy spent years staying small, serving others, sacrificing her own dreams. And then one day, all that changed when she found timeline therapy and released all that baggage, unlocked her soul's true calling, and the new belief that she could follow that calling. In healing herself, Tracy has stepped into her best version of herself, serving her clients in powerful ways, as well as leading by example for all of those around her. And there's more. This brings me to Ronita. And with Ronita, what started as a concussion became a catalyst for deeper healing, self-awareness, and purpose-driven business evolution. Ronita shares her journey of transformation through, again, NLP, timeline therapy, and her spiritual awakening. She opens up about reclaiming her power, blending her healing work, which is called Paradise Healing, with her bookkeeping practice called Paradise Bookkeeping, and reigniting her nonprofit vision to uplift global consciousness. Her nonprofit is called Empowering Hands Helping Global Minds. She and her family cook 100 to-go meals monthly for those in need in the downtown east side of Vancouver. And Taylee, I love her message. What began as a personal journey to heal and grow turned into a mission to impact lives through NLP, timeline therapy, and emotional intelligence work. Taylee is a massage therapist and now changes lives in much more powerful ways because she has done her own inner work first. This is the key to we have to work on self first, to then truly be able to support others in their healing journey. We must work on ourselves first, and that is what Taylee has done. She opens up about her identity shifting breakthrough, how she aligned her mind, body, and spirit, and why this work is for everyone, not just future coaches. As we love to say at Amplify Impact Academy, this work is or gives you life skills. And Taylee says the exact same thing. Today, she lives in Solution City, not on Victim Island. She trusts her unconscious mind. She lives in alignment with her values. And as a result, she sees the ripple effects of her growth in her family, her marriage, her health, and her business. And we have Marty, who shares her story of navigating loss and divorce to becoming a guiding light for others. Marty shares how she shifted from victimhood to empowerment herself and how she now helps clients do the same. With over 30 years of experience in communication and conflict coaching, Marty brings wisdom, compassion, and a deeply grounded perspective. She's now expanding her toolkit with NLP and timeline therapy to help release anxiety, rebuild self-worth, and step into their highest potential post-divorce. The new tools she is integrating are about empowering clients to see their full potential. They are not broken people who couldn't keep a marriage together. We can clear that toxic programming and allow them to see themselves as people with amazing power and capacity to create their own love story, whatever that looks like, spectacularly single, a new job, or a new relationship. And that brings me to Heather. And this is a beautiful story of a mom supporting her autistic son and not accepting the societal programming solutions of drugs. And this is all he is ever going to be able to do. Heather chose differently. She chose to seek holistic options and testing to give her son the very best chance to thrive while minimizing his symptoms. Through functional medicine testing, she learned of toxicities in his body that they were able to remove to reduce his symptoms. Heather has done all of this while building her own business, and she now has many resources at her fingertips that she loves to share with others. Every day, she wakes up happy knowing that what she is doing is making a positive impact on the lives of others. The work she does in her business helps people to realize their dreams. The protocols and therapies that she does for her son are leading him to a happy and productive life. And the research she does empowers her to be a resource for other people. All of these things are what motivates her to keep going when times get tough. None of this is instant gratification. And that isn't what it's about. The long-term impact of a series of challenges and successes along the way have a compounding positive effect. And that leads me to Billy, my sister in mission in Girls Matter, my business partner in Amplify Impact Academy, and her story of overcoming childhood programming, growing up in an East Indian family, and being taught that because you are a girl, you are supposed to simply get an education, find the right husband, and then be a good wife and mother. You are not supposed to be independent. You're not supposed to play sports. You're not supposed to be successful in your own right or have your own business. She was raised to be entirely dependent on her husband, and she was raised alongside three brothers, clearly seeing the differences and what they were offered in their life and the opportunities versus what she was denied. And one day she decided, that's not me. That's not who I am. And she had to make some really tough decisions. And in that process, she found NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and has done her own inner work. And her therapist even graduated her from therapy. Being a police officer for 20 years, she was mandated to go to therapy. And her therapist said, Billy, you don't need me anymore because you have all the tools. These tools are so powerful. And when we use them for our own inner work, it changes our lives and the lives around us. And Billy now takes great pleasure in being an incredible mom and teaching these tools to her own children. She has a son and a daughter who can get equal treatment. And they are both growing up knowing that they are equally as loved, equally as important, equally as valuable to each other. And learning these powerful tools so that they can thrive in their life. And lastly, I share my story. My story of using these tools to navigate my cancer journey last year. And that having these tools allowed me to navigate that journey my way, using the most holistic approach possible, whereby I was able to stay off victim island, stay out of the fear, and use my tools to ask how is this happening for me and take action to keep moving forward and put together a powerful healing protocol that isn't what my oncological surgeon recommended. However, it is what she accepted after I explained my process. I used timeline therapy to release the stuffed down negative emotion that was the cause of the cancer showing up in the first place. Because all chronic pain, all cancers are triggered to unresolved negative emotion. So with timeline therapy, I was able to release that. I used energy healing. I used hypnotherapy during the surgery so that I didn't have to have anesthesia. When we understand the tools that we already have within us through accessing our unconscious mind, we have so much power to heal in a way that is gentle and yet fast, because the unconscious mind is so quick. And so I share my story to inspire others that may be looking for other ways to heal, because at the end of the day, there's more than one way to heal. And yet often the programming is that there's only one solution. And through this book, we want to let you know that there's never just one solution. There are many solutions. And when you have a big toolbox, you have all of those solutions inside it. And then it's just a matter of finding the right tool for the job. So thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope that you're inspired just by the snippets of each of these 15 stories, and that you will go ahead and purchase the book for loved ones in your life that you know need a little bit of inspiration this Christmas or whatever time of year you're listening to this podcast. There's somebody in your life that needs some inspiration, and this book could be the answer. And again, the title of the book is Empowered from Victim Island to Solution City. And if you know someone else that would benefit from hearing about this book and all of these stories, please share this episode with them. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.